There you go.
If somebody says something to you and you don't understand them, what do you say?
Well, I ask them to repeat it or beg pardon or...
Generally, I just mumble that. Try to get a response. Do you have fruit trees here?
That's three or four at all.
Just scattered around the yard. What do you call it when you have these in a group?
Orchard.
And what would you call the center of a cherry?
Pit.
And the center of a peach?
It's a seed.
Any special term for a peach with a loose seed?
Freestone.
And one with a seed that sticks to the leaf?
Columbia. Uh-huh.
How about the center of an apple?
That's core.
And then pieces of apple cut up and dried?
Dried apples.
And is it general to put one kind of apple in an orchard, or was it? Or do they raise apples around here at all?
Well, there's several orchards south of us here, and there's the, I don't know of any that just have one cow. There's most of them have two or five ones.
Do you have other? Do you have nut trees around here?
Very few.
What kinds do you have?
Well, there are a few black walnut, wild ones. You know, just
what are rascals to try?
Oh, definitely squirrels.
Yeah. What do you call the inside of the walnut, the part that you eat?
Meat.
Uh-huh. And the hard part that you crack?
The shell.
And the part outside that you have to skin off?
Hull.
Uh-huh. Do you raise... Do you have any pecans around here?
No, we don't. They're all south. What raise?
What did you get in the toe of your stocking when you were a boy at Christmas time? Or did you get this?
You mean in a Christmas stocking?
Yeah.
Nothing in particular.
I'm doing it.
There's no tradition anyway. I never think of being in it. In the toe of the stocking that I know of.
Did you ever raise that thing that grows on a vine but grows underground and has a hard shell and there'll be three or four kernels in this shell?
But I was in.
Planted in hills.
And peanuts?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, you don't raise peanuts either.
It's too, not enough sand here.
I did. I said, 10 miles, 15 miles south.
Oh boy, I stopped at Winoka and went up on the platform there and looked at all that sand. Good heavens. I was surprised to see the camels.
Oh?
I didn't know they had those.
Well, they had them for three or four years ago.
Three camels and two goats and many stairs.
Yeah. Well, the young camel was born down there.
Who?
The young camel was born.
Is that right?
We're there to have more. I think the radio said today is in the next month or two. They take them to Oklahoma City, I think, to have bread.
Mm-hmm. Give me the next one.
Struck me as strange seeing them there in that old boxcar.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it struck me as strange just seeing them there. Do they give rides on those or something?
Not that I know.
Just keep them fair.
We just got to be strange here a few years ago. If you'd been driving down the highway and there was that long the highway grazing.
Did they just let them wander?
They'd get out once in a while. Oh. They hadn't been a big pasture down there then.
Get some kid in a sports car and go right under one. See that bridge? Did you have oranges when you were a boy?
A few, not nearly as plentiful as they are now. Mm-hmm.
What'd you do for juice?
Orange juice?
Uh-huh.
Well, we very seldom had juice.